We've just arrived in Niagara Falls, Canada. We're at the Greg Fruin Theater. He's a buddy of mine. I can't wait to introduce you, see the inside of this massive theater. We're going to introduce you to some of his friends who are now hopefully going to become my friends. So let's check out inside.
You've seen magicians use doves before, but you have never seen anything quite like this next performer. A few months ago, the magicians of the world gathered in Yokohama, Japan, to select the finest among them. And the man you're about to see was awarded Finest Magician General Magic. He's from Canada, and he's got more surprises than a Hitchcock movie. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Fruin.
My man, Greg.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Good to see
you. So good to see you. And I'm so glad that the piece is starting right here, because this right here, okay, this right here, what it means to me as a kid, watching you on The World's Greatest Magic, your dove act, you know, I was living with a foster family when I saw this show, and I was just getting into magic, and when I see this, I literally get teary-eyed because of what this meant to me, in a stage of getting into magic and,
wow,
and
thanks,
hope.
Man.
And so to be standing here with you and this.
Well, and you know, this is where all of this started from, really. Because this is what I won the world championships with, then got me on NBC, World's Greatest Magic. And then from there, the avenues opened up.
I want to meet some tigers.
Let's do it.
I want to see some parrots.
Bring you out on
I want to do some cool stuff.
Good boy. Come on, buddy. Good boy. Do the run. Come on. Let's go. Run it all the way. All the way. Right here. Come on. Big boy. Right there. All the way. Don't worry. Oh, that's a big boy. Get her up here. Up, up, up. There we go.
So now, what's her name?
Her name's Shira.
So this is Shira.
Shira, 3.5 years old. She's just a baby.
So now, do tigers like to be pet? Like, is
oh,
it
yeah.
soothing for
oh,
them like
yeah.
a dog?
Like house cats.
Now, can I pet the top of her head or no?
Yep.
Like right here?
Yep. Ah! Had to do that.
Oh, my God!
I've always been fascinated with birds. I love parrots. I don't have a place that I can keep a parrot, but one day I would love a macaw.
I'll tell you what, I got a couple birds here. Give me a few minutes. Let me get the cat yuck off of me.
I'm going to keep the cat yuck on me because I don't get to experience this very much.
That's right. Okay, let's go, sweetie. Go on. Woohoo! Come on. Good girl. That's my girl. Oh, you want to say hi?
Did Papa get a kiss?
Yeah. You got to be careful with her. Because she's really bonded with me.
Well, I don't want one. I was saying Papa, you. You're the Papa.
Because you're close. There's a thing called displaced aggression. What that means is if you're this far, but she can't get you, and she finally gets frustrated, she'll lash out on me.
So now, if I get closer right now, is that okay?
Well, that'll be okay, but she's trying to test you a little bit.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Not really great.
Okay, yeah, no, not really great. Not really great.
Yeah, buddy. Good boy.
I so thought he was coming here. Did you did too?
I tricked you.
I was like,
I'm a magician. I got to trick you once in a while, right?
Well, Magic, it was so nice to meet you. Greg, man, thank you very much.
No problem.
This has been one of the greatest days of my life. So
awesome.
I don't even know. I'm out.
We're out. All right. Have a good one. We'll see you.